Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Hi, friends all over the world. Welcome today to Winners Broadcasting Radio. Welcome today. I'm so happy to have you back here again today. In America today, we are celebrating our Thanksgiving Day. And I want you to understand that that we've been blessed by God. And I want you to understand that you are a great person. You are a child of God. You are a potential. You are an achiever. You are a winner. You are a star. Begin to acknowledge these things in your life. Know that nobody can be like you. So I want you to understand this morning that it is very possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. But I want you to understand that as we are celebrating our Thanksgiving, this should be a time of joy where we bring our families together, we eat together, we kill the turkey or we buy the turkey, prepare it and eat very well together. But I want you to say, as God has given us a blessed day, the enemy, which is the devil himself, I'm giving you straight talk, the enemy himself, which is the devil, is also planning a bad day. Do you understand? So I just want to give some instructions on how to follow the day or how to play the day. I want you to understand something. If you are so excited, most of the time being so excited can put you in trouble, can spoil your day. Do you know that? So be very, very careful and listen to what I'm about to tell you now, because I will use this opportunity to pray for everyone that is celebrating this Thanksgiving. Stop whatever you're doing and listen. It is a wise saying. It's an instruction. It's something that will help you to make your day blessed. Some people start it well, but they don't end it well. Some people today will land themselves in the prison. Some people today will land themselves in jail. Some people today, they will start it well. In the morning, they started very well. Then at the night time, you see some people will lose their lives today. That we can protect this by doing what? By listening to words like this. It's a wise saying. You should also be your brother's keeper. Do you understand what I'm telling you? One of the ways to excel, to enjoy this day, one of the ways to enjoy this month, December, the month of November, the month of December. This is a very crucial month where the devil is pursuing his ways of taking blood, drinking blood. That is what I want you to understand. It's always a period where the devil manipulates or play all his tricks. But I want you to understand that it is possible to have a blessed day. First of all, I'm going to read a place in the Bible for you to take down. In Proverbs chapter 12, I'm just going to read verse 1. He said, "Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is a brutish." If you love instruction, you are safe. If you love instruction, I'm telling you the truth, because instructions comes with a wise saying that will help you in this life. I want you to understand something. God has given you the wisdom to live the day, the wisdom of enjoying the day. And that is under common sense. You need to operate under common sense. You understand what I'm telling you? Common sense will help you today. Common sense will help you this month. Common sense will help you this year to achieve your goals. You have a dream which you want to achieve. So don't be so excited so that the devil will not take advantage of your excitement and then penetrate into your life. I will explain what I mean by don't be so excited. Because a lot of people today, because they will be so excited, you see, and they will get drunk. And even get drunk and drive. And some people will even lose their life or lose part of their body because they don't want to listen to instructions. You don't need to get drunk and drive. You don't need to drink and drive. There are places you don't even need to go. There are places you go that can put you in trouble. You just got to operate under common sense. Do you understand? Because it is possible to have a blessed day, and it's also possible to have a bad day. Do you understand something, my friend, that's listening to this radio show today? If you are listening to this radio show, you can also tell someone else what you hear today. That it's possible to have a blessed day, and it's also possible to have a bad day. The choice is us. The choice is you. Do you understand? Nobody forces you to drink, but you may be the one. You are the one that made the choice to drink. Some people may decide to take crack. They may decide to take cocaine. They may decide to take different things to make them high. And that may destroy the totality of their day. That may destroy even their life. Do you understand something today? So the Bible talks about whoso loveth instruction. If you love this word I'm telling you today, and you practice it, you discover your day will be good. There are places you don't need to go. There are places that you know definitely is filled with problems. You can even put in trouble. There are friends you don't need to operate with today. It's not everybody that you need to talk with. You need to operate with today or operate with this in your life. Because there are people who are time wasters. There are people who see themselves as nobody, and they just see themselves as failures. You don't need to operate with that kind of people. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I'm going to show you in the Bible. The next place I want us to read is... The next place I want us to read is in Proverbs. Proverbs is a wise saying. It was written by Solomon, the wisest man, one of the wisest men that ever existed on earth. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So today is the Thanksgiving. Today is the day you need to thank God for everything he has done in your life. For you to even live to see this day is a reason for you to thank God. The day you come with your family and say, oh, I thank God for seeing all the members of my family. I see them alive. I see them healthy. Oh, this is a day of thanking God. Thanking God for what he has done for you. Thanking God for giving you the air to breathe. Thanking God for giving you food to eat. Thanking God for blessing you with good people around you. You understand what I'm telling you? So you don't need to get drunk. You don't need to mess up yourself to show that you are happy. No. You don't need to be in the jail today to show that you are happy. Some people will spend their Thanksgiving today in jail. I'm telling you the truth. Because that is what the devil wants to happen. That's what the devil is so happy when he sees us fall into that victim. When he sees people die, that is when the devil is very happy. So you don't need to be a prey to the devil. Do you understand what I'm telling you? He is not a lion, but he's running like a lion. You know what I'm telling you? But you can make him become a lion in your life by following his own advice. He tells you, go and sleep cocaine. He tells you, go and drink. He tells you, go and do this stupid thing. He tells you, go to party in this social place. And from there, your life is in danger. So you really need to use wisdom. Wisdom in this aspect is just operating on common sense. That sense God has given you, just operate on it. I know that there are places you don't need to be. Stay with your family. Eat with your family. Don't drink. Don't drink. Stay with your family. Talk with them. Allow the elderly people to give you good advice. You know, if you're a young man, let the elderly people give you advice. If you're an elderly person, especially if you're an adult, you should connect. You should stay together and reason together. Think of good things. Think of how you will progress. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? That will help you in future. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, are you listening to the radio show today? Don't turn it off. Call all your children. Call everyone to sit down and listen to this program today. He said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. So look for the wise guys. Look for the wise people. That one I will tell you, no, you don't need to drink and drive. That's the kind of people you need to operate with. No. We don't need to go out late at night today. No, we don't need to go out late. What if something happens? No, let us stay home. Stay home. Reunite with our family. Let us talk things that is good. That is the kind of people. He that walketh with the wise people, the wise men shall be wise. Then the companion of fools, he said, the companion shall be destroyed. Those companion of fools are the people that will tell you, oh man, we got to go to club tonight. Let's go to club. I'm going to club with them. Hey, don't worry, when I drink, that is when I can drive well. Those are the companions of fools. And I'm telling you the truth, most of those people will lose their life even today. Most of those people will land in jail today. So if you're not such kind of person, for you to do is for you to be to advise the person, listen, today is a day of thanking God, a day of reuniting with the family, a day we need to talk sense to ourselves. Be strict, be straightforward. Even though they hate you for saying the truth, say it. Because you want today to be a blessed day. Do you understand? Let me take you to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20 says, are you with me today? He said, wine is a mocker. Wine, beer, wine. That wine, that red wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a raging. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived, thereby is not wise. If your friend or your brother or your sister or your mother or your father deceives you to get into that red wine today, to get into that red wine, he said what? The Bible calls that person, that he said, you, that person that deceives you, he said, see, you that is being deceived, you are not wise. So he said, wine is a mocker. Wine. When you drink, you fall on the floor. You don't even know when you sleep, okay? When you drink all, when you smoke all those crack, sometimes you will fall on the floor. You don't even know what is happening. Until when they video you and show you that this is how you were acting that day. This was their attitude. They were so day. You say, what? Did I do this? Did I strip myself naked? And I don't even know. That is what the devil likes. Because he knows that when you do this, he's so happy. When you lose your life, he's so happy. When you are trapped in jail, when you are trapped in something that is bad, he's so happy. Can you be wise today and listen to this Bible, what the Bible is telling you now, friend? Can you talk to your child today and tell the child, listen to this word today? He's telling you something. God is speaking to somebody today because he doesn't want you to lose your life. God is speaking to someone today because he don't want you to mess up your day. Do you understand? Can you take a bold step and say, no, I will not do this. I will not do this evil or this wicked thing or this stupid thing today. Because I love my life, because I love my family, because I love every member of my family, because I love my community, because I love my nation. That I need to act wisely, but not foolishly. That I don't need to work with companions of fools. That I need to look for wise people to chat with today, to mingle with today, to hang out with today. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Because God loves you. That's why he's sending this message to you. I'll read that place again. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1 says, wine is a mocker. Wine. W-I-N-E is a mocker. Strong drink. Any strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Immediately you see yourself today, you put alcohol, any alcoholic drink in your mouth today. The Bible says you are not wise. If you take that red wine today, you say you're not wise. Because you call it enjoyment, but that will lead you to destruction. My friend, are you listening to me? That will lead you to destruction. All those things that you think that will make you high, that will make you high and big, that thing will destroy you. God wants you to have a blessed day. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Let you know what you are doing. Do you understand? I'm about to close this program. Now let me show you a place in the Bible what you need to do. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Are you listening to me, my friend? Wherever you are, just listen to this word and practice it. Your day will be blessed. In Proverbs chapter 3, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, and whatsoever he do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, whatsoever you do today, you should do it in words and in deed. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God for keeping you alive today. Giving God thanks for blessing you today. All this while, he takes you out of problems. He keeps you. He gives you whatever you need. He gives you food to eat. He protects your family. He says, give all the thanks to God. Not giving thanks to the devil by getting drunk, by messing up yourself the whole of today, or falling on the floor, jumping all around. You call it fun. That is not what God is asking you to do. That is not fun. The Bible says, if you do such things, you are not wise. Fun is when you thank God. You kneel down and say, God, thank you for keeping my family intact. Even though when we are celebrating Thanksgiving Day, sometimes there's Judas Iscariot inside. You know, Jesus, out of the 12, there was Judas. There's always Judas. Those Judas are those who are not wise, that wants to drag you out of the family. You are in the family eating and enjoying. We say, hey, man, let's go and smoke. Hey, man, let's go and drink. Hey, man, let's go to club. Hey, let's go to this place. And that place I'm taking you to is not a place that can give you life. It's a place that wants to lead you to destruction. After getting drunk, you still jump into the car and drive. And driving, your eyes is even closed. The next thing you hear, okay, he has just hit a tree. Oh, he has just done this. Oh, he has just done that. Come on, man, you can protect. Listen, God has given you the power even to protect your life. By using common sense. Do your part and God will do his own part. Give thanks to God. The psalmist said in Psalm 106, verse 1, he said, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endureth forever. For you to even be alive till today is because God loves you. There's a lot of people, because of the gang, because of the kind of people we associate with, by now we would have been dead. But God protects you out from that danger. Is it not a fact? God protects you from stray bullets. God protects you from stupid companionship. He protects you. This is the right time for you to say, Lord, thank you. I would have passed long ago. I would have died long ago. I would have messed up long ago, but you helped me out. God, thank you for helping me. This is the day for that. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Not a day of rubbing things on your face and be jumping like a toad. It's a time for you to reunite with your family, put your hands together and pray. And say, God, thank you for bringing us together. That is what Thanksgiving is supposed to be. That's how Thanksgiving is supposed to look like. Whatever you do, let it be in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let God be number one. I know you can't go out there drinking. You can't put the 10 bottles of beer on top of the table and begin to thank God. You can't do that. You can't even pray. You can't pray with that. Or you're in the club, you think you can be. You can't even pray. Because you know what? You're not in the right path. Come on, friend. Stay home with your family. Stay home with those your good friends, not the wrong ones. If you cook and eat, but let it be in the name of the Lord. If you want to talk things that are reasonable, that make sense. If someone wants you to be high so that you will not be with your senses, tell the person, no, I don't want it. If someone offers you, say, don't worry, I'll buy the drink for you. Tell the person, I don't want your drink. Or someone says, I'll buy that crack for you. Tell the person, I don't want your crack. I want to be in love with my family. I want to see my family with my real eyes. Some people today, you see that they will be so excited, they will even fight each other. Do you know that? In the name of excitement, they will fight. Because when you get drunk, when your head is not normal, you become abnormal. Do you know that? Because of 5 minutes of abnormality, 5 minutes of mental sickness through what you put in yourself, you cause a thing that will land you into a place where you will stay for 25 years. Wrong choice. Do you know that when you get drunk, at times it can lead you to wrong choices, a wrong choice that will destroy your life totally. You know that? You know what drinking is? You know what sniffing cocaine is? You mess up yourself just within 1 minute. You don't even know. My friend, I want you to understand that God loves you. And God loves you. And since God loves you, you got to obey the word of God and operate today in the right way. And if you operate in the right way, you begin to find peace and joy in your life. Maybe somebody will come out and say, friend, what have you been doing? You said, no, I've not made it. The person will come out from that, your family, I help you. I said, I look at you, you look as a reasonable person. You look reasonable. God wants to bless you. He has put it in your hand. It has put it in your hand. So I want you to understand today, you got to do it in the right way. Do you understand? He said in Psalm 106, verse 1, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. God loves you. That's why he's giving you this message today. He passes through the psalmist. I know also in the psalmist, I wrote it, but it was in First Chronicles 16, verse 13. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The love of God endures forever. Not the love of stupid life. Someone will deceive you, say, I'm my friend, and it takes you and takes you into the bad route, which will destroy you. Because the Bible says, they say, wait, that seems right to a man, but the end leads to destruction. This is time for you to even serve the community. This is the time. Maybe someone has the opportunity to cook for the whole community. You should be there serving. Serving the community. And you feel happy. You see that joy will begin to flow. When you do something that is good, you feel good. You feel happy. That joy will never end. I just believe that you have gotten something today, my friend. Stay home with your family. Stay home. Don't get drunk, please. Don't get drunk and drive. Don't get drunk. Don't follow stupid friends. Let everything you do be of the Lord. Send this message to others. Preach this kind of message to even your children. Because a lot of people today are in jail. A lot of people today is just because of little, just 1 second of wrong choice. Wrong choices, just 1 second of it. It lands them to somewhere. A lot of people have lost their life in events, in occasions like this, in events like this, like in Thanksgiving, like in maybe football matches or Christmas time. They say they're celebrating Christmas or they're celebrating New Year. A lot of them have lost their lives. They are no more here because they didn't hear messages like this. God has given you the wisdom, and the wisdom is not common sense. You don't need to drink and drunk. You don't even need to drink alcoholic. That's what the Bible says. He said, this is a mocker. This is raging. This will destroy you. That's what it's telling you. You don't need to drink it. You can drink soda if you want to drink soda, even though soda is not healthy. Soda is not still healthy. You can drink water. But if you know you can't drink water, you can drink soda at least. That one will have sweet taste in your mouth. But you just know that it's not even healthy, drinking of soda. Then I want you to say, the main thing I want you to say, be with your eyes, so that you can always enjoy your family. It's time for you to enjoy your family. It's time for you to make peace with your family. Some people today, they are living an angry life, grudging life against their family, against their friends. This is the time for you to live with your real eyes. Because when you drink, when you are drunk, I'm telling you, you don't make peace. All the family meeting, family reunion will be with fights. Because you drink and you carry bottle, you swing over, I hate you, I hate this, you use all the F words on earth. That is what the devil wants it to be. He wants confusion to be in the family. So I'm telling you today, this morning, Thanksgiving Day, that your day is blessed. And I wish you a better Thanksgiving, friend, all over the world. I wish you a better Thanksgiving. A better Thanksgiving that will fill with love in your family. A better Thanksgiving that will fill with blessings. Let me pray for you before I leave this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit all the families of this earth that is celebrating today, Thanksgiving. Lord, I pray that let their love be made abroad, showered in their heart. In the name of Jesus, reunite families, reunite marriages, reunite relationships, reunite every family of the earth. Let them be blessed today. Let them be filled with joy. And any spirit of detraction, any spirit that wants to linger someone to death or linger someone to evil, Lord, I ask for your angels to guide these people out of it. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray because you commanded me to pray for this one. As I pray for them, I know, God, you are praying for me. You are interceding for me. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every spirit of drunkenness be destroyed. Every spirit of evil, every spirit of crack, every spirit of cocaine, every spirit of abnormality, I command it to die in the name of Jesus. Let every life be protected in the name of Jesus Christ. Every road, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon all the roads. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon every family. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon everywhere that your children should be covered by your blood, and let the devil be put to shame. Thank you, friends, for listening. I will see you again. I will see you again. I will see you again tomorrow by the grace of God. I will see you again. But I want you to understand, stay calm. Stay calm. Don't be too excited that you will start doing something that is stupid. Stay with the Lord. Know that whatever you do, thank God. Thank God. And He is always there for you. Remember this. And I prophesy a blessed day for you as you're listening to me. I see someone is smiling. I see somebody that is so happy. You will have a blessed day. You have miracles. You have a breakthrough today in the name of Jesus. I will see you again. Have a great day. Bye for now.